For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. When it comes to caring for you when you have a health issue, you would hope that teamwork would be the norm. But it's only relatively recently that the team concept has been formally taught in medical and healthcare education. I recently had a chance to talk with Dr. Jim Norton, director of the UK Center for Interprofessional Health Education, established just 8 years ago, teaching the concept of teamwork and interprofessionalism to our new generation of students, and how this can help you and your loved ones as patients.
We were established in 2009. Small center, three full-time staff, half-time director, that's me. And our mission is really pretty straightforward. Our job is to ensure that students in all of the health professions colleges and interested related colleges, such as social work, College of Communication and Information, that those students have the opportunity to learn with, from, and about each other. We call it interprofessional education, and that's kind of the definition. When you have students from two or more disciplines learning with, from, and about each other, that's what IPE is. And our job is to create those opportunities for health professions students.
You know, I think sometimes some of us have this old, archaic vision of the doctor comes in, either back in the day in his car or his buggy, to the house and does everything. I take it one of the things the centers is doing is disabusing the current generation of, say, medical students or nursing students or pharmacists, that they have to go it alone. And in fact, it's counterproductive to try to take care of people by yourself.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, there's a growing body of literature that says that patient outcomes are better when providers work as a team, when they communicate well with each other. So that model of the kind of the lone cowboy out there doing his or her thing, that's quite out of the picture now. Healthcare is a team sport. It really is. It really always was. Mm-hmm. But I think we're more conscious of that today than we were before. And our center is about making sure that students begin thinking of themselves as team members from the very beginning. You know, I'm a pharmacist, but I'm a pharmacist who's part of a team. I'm a person who brings particular skills to that team. And that's what's special about me, that I can do that effectively in collaboration with other providers.
I'm speaking today with Dr. Jim Norton, director of the UK Center for Interprofessional Health Education, about how the concept of teamwork in the delivery of healthcare can benefit you as a patient, and how we're teaching this to our new generation of students.
You know, as we're sitting here talking, I'm thinking of all sorts of different things that might bring a patient or her family to a clinic or to a hospital. And I really can't think of a clinical entity where a team approach wouldn't be the best way, whether we're talking about somebody with cancer or dementia or an infectious disease or an inborn error of metabolism or a congenital anomaly. I think whatever disease states perhaps our patients may be struggling with, this model works.
Yeah, it really does. In some places, it's quite obvious. You know, when we think of rehabilitation hospitals, where there are staff of physical therapists and occupational therapists and physicians and nurses and so on and so forth, those kinds of places have sort of always functioned in a kind of a team-oriented way. But what you say is true. The management of almost any condition is going to be enhanced if the patient benefits from the collective wisdom of people coming at the problem from different points of view, as opposed to having one person making all the decisions. One of the things that we do is we have a course called the Dean's Interprofessional Honors Colloquium for selected students from all the various health professions colleges. And one of the elements of that course is interprofessional shadowing. And what that means is that the student, let's say I'm a nursing student, I shadow a speech pathologist, and the speech pathology student shadows a dentist. And one of the things we read every time in the course reflection is that students learned so much about the disciplines other than their own from that experience that they, in many cases, came into the experience with completely mistaken notions. A great example is pharmacy. Many people think that the pharmacist is somebody who you go to the pharmacy and he gives them the pills and tells you how they work.
Right.
A lot of them do that. But there's a ton of other things that they do. There are clinical pharmacists working in the hospital collaborating with physicians and others in deciding how best to manage chemotherapy. And I've heard more than once from more than one student say, you know, I shadowed Dr. whoever it was in the pharmacy, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I had no idea that they worked in the hospital. A recent reflection I read had the same comment about a dentist. The student, as I recall, was a nursing student, and she, like many people, assumed that dentists all had an office somewhere and had an assistant, and that was pretty much how they worked. Well, there are dentists in the hospital treating trauma and doing all kinds of things that people aren't aware of. So anyway, it's very important that our students come out of the other end of their training program with a real respect for the other disciplines and an understanding of what those disciplines bring to the table.
Well, I keep thinking of that old adage, a burden shared is a burden lessened, and being able to know that just because you have a certain degree or are in the process of getting a certain degree doesn't mean, and perhaps this is a very liberating thought, that you have to know and do everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And the students talk a lot about that at the end of the DIHC, our Dean's Interprofessional Honors Colloquium. And we also get that point across in our big interprofessional collaboration and team skills.
Yes.
And that's a big, big course that all first-year entering health profession students take. We're talking 700 or so students. And we offer an experience there that is kind of an introduction to this thinking as a team member. And they do some exercises that require teamwork. But one of the things we hear even after that course, which is at a very introductory level, is that the students come to realize that, yes, teamwork is the proper way to take care of patients, for sure, but it's also the most rewarding way to take care of patients.
Yeah.
It's much better to do this as a collective than to feel like you're out on your own, responsible for everything.
Well, and you anticipated something I was going to ask, and you answered it in such a way that delights me, is get this message out early. Don't wait until somebody is at the end of their training, end of their education, to say, oh, by the way, this is something you're starting with students during their very first year, saying you're part of a collaborative effort here.
That's right. And that ability to work well with others is, you know, almost as important and probably as important as how good a physician you are.
Yeah.
You could be a tremendously skilled physician, but if you alienate everybody and nobody can stand you, your patients are going to suffer.
We tell our students, don't be that person. Don't ever
yes.
be that person.
Yeah, exactly right. One of the things we're working on now, and it's a bit of a challenge, is finding ways to both offer IPE, interprofessional health education, in the context of clinical rotations, offer it and also assess whether or not students are picking up the skills that they need to do. As I think you probably know, all of the accrediting bodies of the health professions programs now have interprofessional education as an accreditation requirement.
Oh, absolutely.
So everybody has to do it. But as you know, if you haven't assessed it, even if you did it, from their point of view, you didn't do it.
Exactly.
So we've got some work to do to build this into our culture and into our day-to-day normal way of teaching that allows us to say at the end of the day, yes, every single health profession student at the University of Kentucky had meaningful interprofessional education throughout her academic career.
My thanks today to Dr. Jim Norton, director of the UK Center for Interprofessional Health Education, for talking with us today about the teamwork concept in healthcare delivery and how it's being taught to a new generation of students. As always, for more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.